had on the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf, in this in Kuf. And we had different examples in the Shulchan Aruch of beria. We had different criteria as to what labels something as a beria. And the question is there any bittul by beria? The simple title of this simon in the Shulchan Aruch is beria filu be'elef lo batel. But if we look in the original sources, which I printed here in Aruch Gimel, it's not necessarily so clear that that's the case. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Trumas, very good Mishnah Ches, that's source number 44, in the sheets from last week. It says, Dag Tomei Shekovshon Dag Tohor. They have the fish, non-kosher fish and kosher fish, Kol Grav. We didn't do this, right? So Kol Grav, Grav is upside Rashi, explaining the Grav is like a barrel or a jar. Shemachzik Sosayim, Kol Sosayim, it's a weight of this amount of fish. Mishkal Asora Zuz Yehudish and Chameshlan Begolial. It has holds a certain weight, and there's this amount of dog tame and siro, its juices and so on, it's osir. Yehuda Omer Vias Pisasam, Yosama Echo Mishisho Sorbo. Bit of a complicated cheshbon as to how to figure out whether the dog tame that's inside this barrel or jar, different opinions of when you can say that it's bottle and when you can't say that it's bottle. So the Rash Mishantz, right? The Rash on printed on Mishnayos and Zroim, in the back of the regular Gemara Brachos, you have all those Mishnayos and Zroim. So they have on the side of the page the Rash we've spoken about before. So he says the Rash on 45 Pirsha Rash on Chol Grav Shemachzik Pasamachzik Tzasan. Hashda Lamar Biyisun Esin Tam the Shur Besamach. He says the Mishnah is not talking about Shisha here. It's not talking about the Tam. It's not talking about the flavor of the dog tummy going into the dog Torah. That's what the Rash says the Mishnah is not talking about. Not everybody agrees, but that's what he says. The Shur B'Samach, that's a regular Dino Shishim. Ella, we're talking about here, the dog tummy, Shinis Arim, dog and Torah, the Mitzri Kulu, Mishum, the burial of the Taylor. He says the theme, the discussion of this Mishnah is burial. Because you have whole fish, so there's a fish that's a whole fish, it's a dog tummy that get mixed up, and I guess not easy to identify. Then he just has a grab as a cod or a chavis, a barrel. So he said, it's a machzik sosayim. It has sosayim worth of dogin tahorim, okay, of kosher fish, and nis'ar behem dog tome. All right, now here he has a whole calculation, which is really based on the Yerushalmi, on this Mishnah. But I'll read it from the Rash first, here in source 45. It says, Mishkal yud zuz, umefarish b'Yerushalmi shon, Shu echad mitof tof kuf samach. It's 1 in 960. The ratio is 1 to 960. Okay, keitza. So basically, the grav, this barrel, we just said in the Mishnah is machzik sosayim. Okay. Well, he says a saw is of the chaf dal lugin. A saw is 24 lugin. The lug, that's an hour up to 48, right? Because it's sosayim, so it has 24 lugin times 2, so it's 48, right? The lug is beis litrim. A lug is 2 litrim, so now we're up to 96. The litra is kuf zuz, okay? I really should probably say yud zuz, okay? So it comes out to 960. Oh, and tzadi vav meos, 960. Tzadi meos, hang yud pamim tes meos, and so on. The Tanar Bonan, yud pamim samach, alma ikli, and so on. He has a whole cheshbon that comes out that there's bitul in echad le tof tof kuf samach. There's bitul in 1 in 960. In other words, we've heard of Bittul B'Shishim, we've heard of Masayim, we've heard of Meah, we've heard of wine, I think we once mentioned Bittul B'Shisha, okay, 1 in 6. Here we have Bittul 1 in 960, which is close to 1,000. But basically merges how we're counting the whole calculation here. And I think that also on the next page, we use Talmud Yerushalmi there in Trumas, and the arrangement in the Yerushalmi is per Gil Alocha Hey, per Gil Alocha Hey. Okay, and therefore it's 160. An achbar, a mouse, a rodent, is bottle 1 in 1,000. Okay, and that's what the Pnei Moshe is saying, is 1 in 960. And that's approximately 1 in 1,000. What emerges from the Rash is that when we say we're talking about a beria, when it's talking about this achbar, when it's talking about the whatever the mathematical calculation, I made a mistake. It was 100. I shouldn't say 10. I should say 100. And it comes out to 960. So 1 in 960 is what is butter. 960, we approximate, we round off to 1,000. So what he understands is when we say be'elef, it is batel be'elef. Not be'elef lo batel. Okay, but what the Rashi understands is that beria is batel be'elef. Okay, actually it's 960, but close enough, basically. And that's what the Gemara Yerushalmi itself says, akbara is chad be'elef. That's the position of the Rashi. Okay, it's different. I mean, not what the Shulchan Aruch says, but what the Rashi will be shown him. And in fact, the Rashba, it's also called the Rashba, right? The two Rashbos agree. Okay, the Rashba, Rav Shimshon ben Avraham Mishantz, that's the Rash, and the regular Rashba, if you look in 48, in the Torah Sabayis Aruch, here, didn't write down the page number, but it says, Shaninu, but I have the page number, okay, doesn't matter. The Torah Sabayis Aruch writes by us, Shaninu Maseches Truma Perek Botzo, Shenosnu Toch Hadoshim Dog Tomei, and so on and so forth, and he quotes the Rash Mishantz, and he says that basically in Yerushalmi it's 1 in 960. If you look three lines from the bottom of the Torah Sabayis 48, when we say beri is lo batel, I mean it's not batel in the usual ratios, or 1 to 60, or 1 to 100 for truma, or 1 to 200 for arla. It's but b'teisha me'as v'shishim batel. Okay, in other words, it is an exception to the rule. We don't go all the way and say it's not batel at all. It is batel. It's just batel in a much larger and more dramatic ratio than regular items. That's what it is. That's how he learns. But don't think that we can learn from here. So what about other places? We also say lo batel. We said Dovash Yishmatirin is not batel. And, it says, I feel ashamed. Other things that are not batel. He said, you can't learn from here. It's an exception. Ain lo mod mikal l'sharisum. Sha'amru sha'osim mashu, kion doge sha'shmatin, sha'amru doge sha'shmatin, filo be'elef lo batel. Obalachayim amru, sha'ar niskol, sha'ar ben ha'shar, filo be'echa b'ribo yom musukua. Stam yeinam, sha'os betosepta, the tipa, achat, shal yayin nesem, asar, 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 kosh yayin, shabichobis, shabibor, and so on. So he says that a special rule by a barrier, okay, based on this Yerushalmi, it's a Mishnah, Trumas, and it's Yerushalmi, I just had to work out the calculation. And therefore he says it's not a rule. A lot of times we do say, I feel about an exaggeration. It means it's never batel. It's also mashu means it's never batel. Right? Comes to phrase, also mashu. Don't say it's batel by elef. It's not. Okay, that's what the Rashba is saying here at the end. But beri it is. So basically, the Rashba and the Rash are both asserting that when it comes to beri, in fact, it is batel, but it's batel in 1,000 or close to 1,000. It's interesting. You look in the Chiddush Ramban and Chul and Daf Tzadi Zayin and Beis, identified in source 49, he has a shita from the Rabbi. The Rashba also quote. They quote the Rashba in the Chiddush, not in the Torah Sabayis, in the Chiddush there in the Chul and Tzadi Zayin and Beis. Also quotes the Rabbi. There's a little bit of a different phraseology. They mention a shita of the Rabbi, but he says elef umasayim. That's a shita of 1,200. I don't know where that comes from exactly. I don't know if it means elef umasayim or it means elef kama or another two, or sometimes 200 depending on the circumstances. I'm not sure what it means, but it's another shita, and I guess 1,000 is considered to be rounded off. Okay. However, other Rishonim disagree with this whole yisod. For example, the Rosh by us in Chulin. Okay, the Rosh by us in Chulin. The Rosh by us in Chulin. That same simon that we referred to already a few times in the previous year. So it's Perek Zayin Simon Lamed Gimel. Here in Chulin. So the Rosh disagrees. He disagrees with the whole read of the Mishnah. He says the Rash began his statement by saying the Mishnah is not talking about Tom here. Okay, the Mishnah is talking about Beria. And the Rosh reads the whole Mishnah differently. No, he says the Mishnah is talking about Tom. It has nothing to do with Beria. And sometimes the Tom is sharp, so you need more than Shishim to get rid of it. That's basically how the Rosh learns the. In other words, the Rosh says that the Mishnah in Truma is not talking about Beria in the first place. It's talking about the liquid. It's talking about, that's exactly what the Rosh said the Mishnah is not talking about. The Rosh, that's exactly what the Mishnah is talking about. And Chazal determined that the liquid of these this type of things, type of fish, gives off tam in a ratio of 1 to 960. You know, plain shishim is not enough. Okay? And the thing of the achbara, okay, achbara, if you say achbara, that does not mean a misunderstood. He says what achbara is. Achbara here means not a mouse or a rat, but rather was the name of a place. I was thinking to myself, like Boca Raton. No, it isn't Raton. Tona wrapped in Spanish, and it says, so that was the name of the, right? So that was the name of the place. The place was Akbaro, the original Boca Raton. I don't know. But anyway, so it says in the Rosh. Okay, it's not me, it's the Rosh. He said that, again, it's Perek Zion, Simon, Lam, and Gimel. Read it to first from the beginning. He talks about Gidan Nosher. He calls it more about my life and so on. And, this is what I'm looking for here. He says, he quotes the Yerushalmi. He quotes this, Yeish Menach HaChomim. It's towards the beginning of that Rosh, Perek Zion, Simon, Lam, and Gimel. Yeish Menach HaChomim. Shekosu Deberi B'Teilu B'Teish Meos V'Shishim. Rosh writes respectfully, the Ar HaChomim, Ar Rishonim, hold the Berry is Batal 960. V'rayas and Masechus Trumas Perek Asir. Their raya is in that mission of Trumas that we just saw. Dag Tomei, etc., etc. And he quotes Yerushalmi, how you calculate, you know, one grab is two sasayimah, two sasayimah, this many look, and that many literate, so on and so forth. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara, and he says, therefore it's no good. He says, however, I don't agree. He says, V'yesh Mefarshim, he says, first of all, the Achbara Shem Makom. He has another Gemara that Akbarataki is in a place. That's what it means. It's got nothing to do with that. And Vikoy Hatzir, the Irie Bay. It's talking about it's not talking about the berry at all. It wasn't the fish, it was the juice, it was the gravy, the brine, or whatever you call it. Vikoy Hatzir, the Irie Bay, the Kamash Biosi, Horakame Bosomakum, the time I carful Ella. He's saying that this gives off a Tom that's not obliterated by Shishim, it's obliterated by a much larger number. Vikhain Mistaber, the low Irie Baporishes are the Hector and so on. And he brings the various rayas. So that's what the Rosh therefore disagrees with this whole Yisod. Okay? And he said that's not what the Gemara is talking, that's not what the Mishnah Trumas is talking about, and therefore that Mishnah and that Yerushalmi has nothing to do with Beria, and that we don't say that Beria is bottle of 960. That was his opinion, the Rosh more important postkin, but the Rosh disagrees. One of the rayas he brings, I printed over here, 51, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Samech Chesam Beis, okay, Hahu Achbara, that's talking about an Achbara, Hu Achbara, the Nofa Lachavisa de Shichra, Asver Rav Lahu Shichra, okay, Rav Asered it, okay, but then the Gemara, that's on Samech Chesam Beis, and Gemara, the whole discussion of why we actually saw this Gemara. Is it no Saint Thomas Gam? Remember that we saw back in Bosco Hall, right? That Gemara of the Zara Samaches in the base. So that's talking about a real Akbar, not Boca Raton, not the name of the place. It's an Akbar that is actually a mouse or a rodent that fell into a barrel of beer. So Rav Asher, the Gemara discusses why Rav Asher. On the next page, Samach Tesamet Aleph 52 says Rav Achai Shir Bechala Bechimshin, Rav Shmuel Bered of Ika Shir Beshicha Beshisin. That this mouse that fell in, depends what it fell into. It fell into this type of drink, asus and this amount. Fell into that amount. Why? So Rashi explained in 53, Bechamshin, he said 1 in 50. Kevin the chomets, Talmud chalas chomets, the vinegar. Kevin the chomets, Talmud kosher, lo boy sheetin betul, da fila bechamshin, lo have to pay time on. Right? Depends what the thing fell into as to how much, it depends how strong or how sharp the flavor of the liquid that the rodent fell into as to how much time it's going to give off. So Rashi said that, who's it? Rav Achai said 1 in 50 is enough because in chomets, in vinegar, because vinegar is so strong, so the time is of the Dama Isser is obliterated less than 1 in 60. Right? So I mean, it's and the other opinion disagreed. The Gemara concludes, V'hilchus ha'idi v'idi b'shishin v'chein kol yisurim shebetar. The Gemara goes, no, we always say shishim, it's a low plug, and that's it. You saw that Gemara before. Okay? But the Rosh brings this in. I just want to mention one thing I forgot. You know, the Rosh also said that one of the reasons he rejects this notion of the Rosh, and also the Rosh Bona Taurus HaBayis, that a berry is butter of 1 in 960, he said, because we have, says the Rosh, the Gemara always mentions, and they're even juxtaposed in the Shulchan Aruch, the very next siman, is chaticha l'iskabe, right? Beria, chaticha l'iskabe, they're always lumped together. The Rashbo was aware of that, that's why I showed you before, the Rashbo had to say, oh, but don't think that it's like other Yisurim like that. It's not like that in other Yisurim. The Rashbo had to apologize, so to speak, and said, don't be misled, don't think it's like Dorash HaShamatirin and other things. It's not. Why did the Rashbo have to say that? Because the Gemara often links them together. And the Rosh says, well, they're often linked together because they're all the same thing. I feel about Elif Lobato. The Rashbo has to kvetch and say no because it's not the same. Okay, again, he has a raya. It's really a machlokas, how to learn the Mishnah, what the Metzias are in that Mishnah. But in any event, that's the position of the Rosh. Okay? And Mechayim, says Rashi, Mechayim Kolis of Shor, but Shishim, everything is Shishim. That's what we pass. Now, the Tosus over there, in Avodah Zorah, on Dav, Samech Tes, Samech Aleph, Dav, Dibra Masl, Idi V'Idi, right? Everything, says the Tosus, in Pirish, B'Shichu, V'Chala, B'Shishim. Everything, no matter what it falls into, beer, vinegar, it doesn't matter, it's always Shishim. That's the amount that we do. And as Rashi says, look back in the previous source 53. Rashi says, "V'chein kolisus v'torah b'shishim, v'chein halacha ravachas b'Yisrael." The min b'shinam, min b'shishim. Okay, that's the general rule. Min b'shinam is always b'shishim. We don't look at what it fell into and the relative strength or sharpness of what it fell into. Lamaisa, we always say shishim, chutz mechametz and so on. All right, fine. So that's the Tosa says that, and they says we shall be comet the sheretz lovotil ki im be'elef. That is an interesting. He says, Yerushalmi says that sheretz is not batel unless it ki'im. That's awesome. Ki'im means if you get up to 1,000. I mean, that sounds like the Rash. I mean, roughly 1,000. They said 960. It was close enough, right? But the Talmudeinu ikar de batel b'shishim kishari surim. But here we say it's batel b'shishim like everything else. Again, not talking about burying. So I'm not sure what Tosis, could you theoretically be medayik, the Tosis maybe holds like that Rashba and the Rav? I don't think, I'm not convinced of it, but I guess one could, let me do this more again. Does Gemara have the Ran and the Rav the same page as we do?
I can find it.
Anyway, but at least there's a possibility. I don't want to be medayik too much in Tosis. And again, Tosis clearly is learning. They're talking about the flavor because he says it's both the lashishim and so on. But nonetheless, maybe it's start to eat my lashishim. That's the beginning of it. At the end of the Ran. Hold on. I just want to read from the Ran in the regular edition. This page. I think after they printed this, went back to printing the regular ones. No, I'm not sure. See if we can find. It starts receiving them more. But it's at the bottom of that page. Let me see. We have an Ika Amanda Oman. Oh, here, I got it. Okay, sure. So it says like this in the Ran. It's the bottom, the regular pagination of the Rif. It's, they do put it on the top. Yeah, the regular pagination of the Rif. It's Lamed Vav Manal, towards the bottom. So it says like this in the Ran. So again, the Rosh disagrees. Tosis, you could argue if you want. The Rosh writes, Ika with the Ran, rather. Ika Amanda Oman, the Chiamin of the Burial of Batla. Hainu she'ena batla b'shishim, or b'meya. Ava batla hi be'elef, or roughly elef. Right? B'ach ha'amin b'shalmi, ho rabun b'hadein ach b'rachad be'elef. B'enu shimshon zal, that's the Rash. The Ran quotes. B'enu shimshon zal, lomad mi mishne achas shemeseches chumas, perik yu mishne achas, we saw, afi ma shapir sharab zal, osa mishne de beria b'teila b'teishim b'shishim, b'chiamin b'shalmi chad be'elef, kach ha'ya ma'isa. Okay, that thing with the rat was 1,000. We really need 160. But the Ran also writes, V'lo mechuvar. I don't think that's correct. The haksani barrier, the hanu gira nasha, dumi de chaticho eskabit, the rabbi utanan, kula masurin. V'vada chaticho eskabit, eina betela filo be'elet. Okay, he says again, it's all lumped together, and it's not bottle, even 1,000, the behedya tanam tosefta, quote to tosefta, here, chulun perigzana, chagimel chatichas, isha shtar b'ena chatichos, afilo ein elef, kula masuris. V'de kabase, nami gabi barrier. The mashma the kula asuras afil be'elef. Of Yerushalmi vada lav mitaris berias asu alo. That it's not talking about beria. The hachidami ilavat the pleitos alamali kulei hai. How b'shishim nami b'teila. It's talking about what came out. It's the rotem. Anyway, you can read it. The Ran also holds like the Rosh. And so basically, we have machlokas Yerushalmi. And if you listen to look at the Rambam, hold on one second. Okay, we take a look in the Rambam. Perek tes zayin ilchas machlokas asuras halacha vav. The Rambam 2 writes, V'chein kol balei chayim chashuvin heim ve'einam b'teilem. V'ficha shor niskol shenisar ve'elef shvarim ve'eglarufa ve'elef agolos o tzipor mitzora shkuto ve'elef tziporim o petar chamor ve'elef chamorim kulon asur v'hanon. Okay, in other words, basically, actually I read that's halacha Zion, I meant halacha Vav, but Who adim but illustrates it. Who adim b'chaticha towards the end, the Rambam writes, Who adim b'chaticha shabos b'cholav shachul shinshu v'dorot shereinatzur mitzvei b'hanah. B'chein giranoshe shenizbah shemagidim Or my boss, if it's not here, my biova sham muta shein begidim nosin tam. If you ain't a makira kol osir, mipnei shu bury it bifnei atzmo, hareu choshu v'osir v'kolshu. Okay, so the Rambam is also clear that it's be'elef lo batel, and that's the and that is therefore the psak that Beis Yosef writes. I mean, you can look it up yourself at the end of his first discussion. He says the Yeshom, he quotes all the shitas, but he writes at the end of the Inyan Halacha. Beis Yosef here, soon some quote at the end of his first piece there, he says the Inyan Halacha. After he quotes the Rash and the others, and he quotes that that's the minority view. He says the Rove is the other way, and therefore that's how he passed in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Simon Kuf. Mechaber writes that they're not, it's not batel. He gives all the examples. I read it again. Beria, the Hainu Kagon, Nemola, of Tomei, Begid Anoshev, Eben Achai, Beit Yeshev, Shvarafroch, everything we discussed Thursday. And that's it. So he does not, doesn't even bring the Shita of, of the Rashash. Boy, I just wanted to be aware of it. It's interesting. If you take a look in the Drisha, I don't want to spend a ton of time, but by the way, the Bir HaGro here in Sikotten Hay, also goes, he says, the Mechavis Psak, is the way the Rove is, and not like the Rash and Trumas and so on. So you can read the Gro. The Drisha has a whole chlumdus of where 960 comes from. This Misvar, where does the 960 come from? So he says, well, Riosi in that Mishnah Trumas says it's 1 in 16. Okay, and we're Machmer to have Shishim for each one of those 16, so to speak. So 60 times 16 is 960. Take a look if you have time in the Drisha. That's not that pivotal, but it's interesting. And then it says a certain gematria that comes out also to 960. He has to count the words. Sometimes gematrias, you should just know, are not exact. Sometimes they write imakol. You ever see that? It'll say the gematria is, this, and you add it up, and it's off by one. That means that includes the word counts as one. Sometimes the sentence counts as one, or each word counts as one, each letter counts. When you're a gematria and you have a good chop and you're close, so you can play around a little bit to get it to match, right? So, the old joke of why people eat kugel on Shabbos. So they have kugel on Shabbos, and kugel and gematria Shabbos. You add up those words. Have another piece. By the time you have a few pieces, add up the Shabbos. Anyway, sometimes you have that. So the Jewish over here has such a gematria. Okay, the last thing I just wanted to mention for this unit before we're going to talk about today is the Pesachei Tshuva, the Cotton Bays. I don't mean to, Mishnah says that gematria is my parcel chav. I'm not making light. And there are the different tools, and sometimes you have gematrias based on, hatpash. The aleph is a tough, and the bays is a shin. All kinds of different ways, and they're interesting things. Parcel chav, and sometimes you see just some fascinating, in one of the Svarim from the stipler, fascinating gematrias based on, and the tour. People forget the tour has all these gematrias, but the tour wrote the tour. He was a great legalist. He was not, just playing around with numbers, but they saw certain things, which is, I don't mean to make light. Anyway, the Drisha here has an interesting gematria. You get to 960. But Lamais, as I said, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva here in some cotton bays, quotes of Machlokas, between the Prima Gora and the Pnei Aryeh. Okay, they're talking about Abram and Achai. I just wanted to throw it in. He said, how much, in other words, in order to say that it's not batel because it's a barrier, okay, when it comes to Abram and Achai, how big does the Abram have to be called Abram and Achai? How big does the limb have to be? Is it a limb, anything? So he quotes from some. The Pnei Aryeh says it has to be a desire. It has to be in order to clarify, to qualify as a barrier, it has to be a kezias of the Abram. Then it's a barrier. The Prima Gonim says a culture. Okay, I've kind of what I want to finish up from last Thursday. I'd like to do today, and I'll read stuff to you, and I'll have them on the comments tomorrow, is something else as well. Just a continuing barrier. Now, at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rosh, like the Ram, that's a field of Elif Obotel. Again, that's what we read, right? Very the Hainu Gonamolo, Tome, Gilanoshev, Ebrachai, Vesishavroch, Yosef, I feel of Elif Obotel. That's how we pass in Lamaisa. Okay, but it's very interesting, the Placey over here, and it was Nogea Halacha Lamaisa very much in his days, and maybe sometimes in our days also. The Placey, the Yonasan Abishans, here in Simon Kuf, was faced with a problem, Sukkot and Beis. Okay? Sukkot and Beis. I'll read it to you. When I have the sheets tomorrow, you'll look it over, but I'll read it to you now. Beria. He buried Be'elet Batel alo, yesh machlokes. He brings back that machlokes. In other words, even though the Shulchan Aruch didn't, you know, just said, afil Be'elet Batel, end of discussion, it's not Batel at all. The place he reminds us, well, you know, there was a sheet about the 960, right? There was a sheet of the Rash and Rosh, and the Rash and Rosh, I mean, were important Rishonim. So he says, yesh machlokes. Bilios ki letzorech nefeshu. Nowadays, we have a life and death problem, but a significant problem. Ki b'vonosein harabim, b'medinos halolo, he lived in Prague, right? The Eivishitz was the chief rabbi of, not of Prague, I mean, of Alton, Amrit, and Wands, Baranzbach, whatever, in that part of the world. I think he originally was from Prague, I forgot. But anyway, he says, b'medinos halolo, b'yomim hachamim mamish, on the hot days, the summertime, in other words, ain't pretty. There's no fruits around here that don't have bugs in it. Okay, that's basically what he's saying. Ain't pre umichya umozum lechem uchedome she'ain barachash. I don't have creepy insects in them. That's just the way it is. The hot part of the summer, that's how it is. The efser kimat lebon coming, and they're small. It's very difficult, if not impossible, to search and look at them. Omnam huma'at hakamos, but they're very, very small amount in each fruit and so on. Ara she'im nochas lebitul mu'at yivtulu. And if you have a little bit of beetle, they'll be bought. And therefore, Marty Ma'ayin Manu Ezra, like Ma'ayin Yavu Ezra, he said, where are we going to, people have to eat. You know, people have to eat in the summertime too. They have to eat wheat, bread made out of wheat and fruits and vegetables and so on, and it's impossible. So he says, I'm going to search and so on, and he says that I searched and I found that indeed, Nimtza Sogim de B'talim Be'elof. We have Rishon who say, they are bought the Be'elof. Right? That Rashbo certainly says it. The Tosus maybe that I showed you maybe also says it. Okay? Well, before she came, Lashon on mission, they learned the mission of Shami like that. Sof Kol Sof, we don't have to read the whole place, but he goes on and says, in effect, that he revisits, so to speak, the Pesach of the Mechaber, that in fact, you know, and says that those who say that there is some sort of bittul, he says, at least the Shas Adchak, which in his time he considered it to be, he says, therefore, there's room to be bakel. Okay, and say that it's bottle, which it was. These insects were bottle, the tiny, one or two tiny insects and a whole fruit. Yeah.
First, we said before, he was a Roman proper.
First, right.
Yeah, he was never the community there, but he was a yeshiva there.
Yeah, the yeshiva, right, that's what the yeshiva was. Yeah. His yeshiva was the biggest yeshiva in Europe, I think, at the time. He had the most talmidim. In fact, it's interesting, I was... discussing with Eibshitz for a moment. A long time ago, I once discussed with the Reshechter, so, you know, because the Venice and Eibshitz had this famous, I guess, dispute, or whatever the word, more than a dispute, it was a very angry, difference of opinion. Yaakov Emden, who accused him of being a father, Yaakov Emden, accused the chief rabbi of Alton Hamburg, which is a major Jewish community, of being a Shabtai Tzvi follower. I mean, and then he said, you can't, I mean, all the sheep is no good, the mikvah is no good, there's a hole. And I once heard Professor Lyman, Schneider Lyman, from Rebel, as he said, basically, and all the rabbonim in all of Europe got involved, and each one put the other group in cherem. So he said, basically, in those days, if you had smicha, you were in cherem. Because one side or another put you into cherem. It was a major issue. Lebehuda got involved, the Vilna Gaon was young, and he got involved. It was a very fascinating, and very tragic, really, epic, really, it ruined a lot of young people in terms of Kavod HaRabbanim. It was very, very tragic, really. There was an interruption. German writer named Professor Mayer, Marcus Lehman, who wrote, like, novels, for Jewish youth and so on, but he printed a Haggadah. I have it home. It's called the Marcus Lehman Haggadah. Maybe some of you have seen it. Lehmann. The Marcus Lehman Haggadah has a drasha in his... I have it. I have an English translation. It was written in German, where he writes something in his parish on Ashtana, whatever got in, it's not important, but he writes about how this quarrel, and so many Rabbanim got involved, there's a lot of nasty stuff back and forth, really harmed the next generation of Talmidim and so on. So it was very, he said, he demonstrated that door, there was so many great, I mean, you look at who was alive in the early 1700s, that's what we're talking about, it was like an all-star team, in terms of, terms of the chidor and the behudin and the great Hasidic, you know, that was the Baal Tanya, just one after another, just tremendous, you know, tremendous great gedolei Torah, and it could have been a great time, and it was foiled by this, and he lamented that, you know, this was a dark time in Jewish history. So in the Hebrew translation of his Haggadah, that whole piece was taken out, it censored out that. Unbelievable. But anyway, I don't know. But it was a very, very problematic from the other side. Eberschitz was, so I want to say, so he said, there's no question, when Yaakov Emden was a big person, like Chuvis from him and so on, Yavitz, Chuvis Yavitz and so on, but Rebbeinu Eberschitz was, he said, was the Galador. He was, you know, a different level. The place here, the Tumim, it was Tarich HaShem Mishpat, the Tumim HaShem Mishpat, you know. So, you know, he was the Galador. The thing was, Shachter said, he said that the Rebbeinu Eberschitz had the yeshiva, and he had many, many Talmidim. Undoubtedly, he did have Talmidim. You know, the followers of Shabbatai Tzvi that caught on big time. You know, and undoubtedly, many of his Talmidim were. You know, so not that he was, but many of his Talmidim. Even Professor Lyman said that the evidence of Yaakov Emden had, you know, was convincing. It wasn't correct. Doesn't think he was right. But you know, so many of his Talmidim. I think one of his own children became. But so Shachter, the issue was that everybody came to his yeshiva. So people walked out with mixed up ideas because they didn't follow him so well or didn't understand him so well. And that led to the problem. So Rishat said that's the same thing happened to the Rav, right? Because the Rav, everybody, anybody and everybody learned by him. He said a Velvel Salvation, the Brisket Rav, had 6 hand-picked guys that learned with him, or whatever, 8 people. That, you know, that was it. So with the Rav, everybody heard him. Everybody interpreted the way he wanted to interpret him. So he said that's what happened to Rishat, to as well. Anyway. So, yeah, because sometimes they refer to him as, I mean, you know, something Prague.
Yeah.
So, I think the Nebbi Huda, the Nebbi Huda calls him back then. Yeah, he was in Prague, too. Anyway, but so that's the Svara, sorry for interrupting, that is the Svara of at least B'Shas Avchak, the place that Benes Abjad is willing to be Mako. It's interesting, the Mishkanos Yaakov, Yaakov Karliner, I'm just curious, in your Piskei Tshuva, just to take a look, in your addition to the Piskei Tshuva, what does it say in Sivkotten, I should have looked before I hopped it around, what does it say in Sivkotten Aleph at the end? Quotes the Mishkan Yaakov. At the end of the... No, does it?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Lamed. Lamed.
What?
I have Lamed.
Yeah, some have Lamed. Some have Lamed. I found it Lamed Vav. So I don't know if they do. Oh, so maybe, okay. So I found ours with 1 Lamed Vav in this edition. So maybe they're different editions. Mine also says Lamed Aleph. I didn't see it in Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph was a boss of a cult question. So anyway, but in my edition it's in Lamed Vav. It's probably different editions. So the Mishkanos Yaakov has a little bit of a different head there. He said, you know, the reason also, again, in those days, we think the water, you know, the New York City water issues is a new issue. There's an old issue already, that there were bugs in the water and so on. This is not something that came up, you know, in the 21st century. So Mishkanos Yaakov has discussion, of, again, especially in the summertime, some type of bugs called milbin, like different types of bugs that get in the flour and get in things. It's an old problem. So one of the things he writes is... Mishkanos Yaakov, this is again this volume Siman Lamed Vav. Unless the Piskei Tshuva is referring to something else, but I don't think so. Okay, he says Veluva the Mister Pina is Omer Svar Nechona Bezel Hotkel Bovan. He has a different kula. Rabbi Yonasan Eberschitz in the place he had a kula because it was a Shas Hachak and he had other Rishonim on whom to rely at their bottom Ella. Okay, but the Mishkanos Yaakov is a different kula. He says Veluva the Mister Pina is Omer Svar Nechona Bezel Hotkel Bovan Acher. Dehine. Makor din zeh, Mikmor chul and gabagida noshe. We saw that last week. The parak, the Gemara asks, we bought them, Mashana Berry is shining. It's compared in the subsequent Gemara, which we didn't read, but on Kuf Beis Manal, it goes on and says, Chatikha Liskabe. But Avid Beinayu Tzvichusav, near that time, Shikashuva, the Dover Chosh of Lo Batel. He said, what's the whole Svara that a berry is not Batel? Why shouldn't a berry, what Lamaisa, what's the Svara? So he says, because it's a Dover Choshev, it's a living entity, it's an organic whole, it's something Choshev. That's what he says. Okay, Dover Choshev, lo bata. But it says of Mishkanos Yaakov, in Cain, Nira da hainu dafke im haberia, o achaticha omedes beinea bifne atzma, v'nikeres, rak she'en yadua eiz asura, kmo gid, b'chaticha, shenikar, mamasha. When do we say that? What's the original case in the Gemara? Remember you had it in the Mishnah. And Tzadibot, we got a pot full of gid, and you know which one is the get, I'm not sure which one isn't. So Gemara says, Kulan Asur, the Mishnah says, Kulan Asur. The Gemara asks, I wanted to say it's Batal, it's Merit because it's buried. Right? So says the Mishnah of Siyankov, he says, when is that the case? When you have something that qualifies as something important, it's in, you can see it, just don't, I see all these Gidna, I don't know which one is which. I don't know which is a Gidna, which isn't. Okay? If this is so small, a tiny insect, it's lost, not because I see it and I can't tell which one is also which one is mutar. I can't see it with my own eyes. I can't see this bug. It looks like a spot on the fruit. Oceans are betavshil. We have shall have freedom cloud. Come on, how milbin hakanim, these small insects. The lo yela olam ben bifnatzmo. You're never going to see them. You don't see them by themselves. You only see can see that it's inside the flower somewhere. You can't see it. Raktomit betarovos lo no damakomo aye. Okay, lo no olam berry is shining. Came and shein lo mokum bifnatzmo. Tremendous chiddush, but the Mishnah Yaakov, as I want to show you, has a different read in effect on the whole understanding of burial. He says that burial is not batel because it's a burial is a double chosha. These tiny worms or whatever these are, I think of worms or insects. I think worms. Okay, these tiny worms that are in the flour or in the dough or whatever. Okay, are not chosha. Nobody wants them. You want to get rid of them. They have no, you know. I'm not even sure how long they live. Sometimes they don't even live that long. Even though kill them. They're almost like non-existent to begin with. Okay? It's a tremendous chiddush. But Mishkas Yaakov said, yeah.
So what's exactly the heter? That you can't see it?
The heter that's not, that it doesn't exist as a, it's not a dover, I don't know if you can't see it, it's not a dover chashem. He said the whole chumra of beria, this is something that has this importance. It's a gid, huh? Yes, and it's a problem. The problem is in the mullah also doesn't seem to work. I agree. I mean, it's a tremendous fiddish. But he says these things are less than an ant. You have to search it, and even you could see it, but it's attached to something else. It almost doesn't exist on its own. If there's no buzzing around in the air, you wouldn't even see it. You could see it in a piece of white flower. You could see a spot. You wouldn't even know to look for it. Okay, I mean, I remember one time years ago when all bugs and vegetables became more of an issue because in America they stopped spraying with DDT, you know, for environmental reasons, supposedly. It was, you know, was about 20 years ago. I don't remember. You were kids. It used to be not an issue here, the bugs and vegetables. Okay, in both, it didn't exist. Regular vegetables were okay because they used to spray pesticide. DDT was a pesticide. Then the environmentalists got involved. So they said it's not good for the environment. What it is, I don't know. There's debate about that, too. But that's the whole thing we can. I remember in the RCBC, which is Nevada Rabbanim Burton County, I remember Samalovsky and I sat we were trying to make the policies for all the kashrus, agencies that are under us, you know, inspecting and not inspecting. Rabbi Willig holds a makel in this area, some people may know. Rabbi Willig happens, is a makel in the area, or even doesn't, not so makel. Anyway, I remember a guy came, to make a demonstration showing us broccoli, at our meeting, showing us broccoli and other types of things, and even he had trouble finding for a while. This guy's a big expert. And that's what he means. An ant, you can see an ant calling. I can hear the chiluk, but I still think, I'm in agreement with you, Mishnas Yaakov was a tremendous chiddush. I mean, it's not a man. The Shulchan Aruch, we'll see in the next, look at Siv Gimel. Okay, we'll get that tomorrow, but I don't finish this all tomorrow. Kedera Shom Barak, Shenafel Shom Beri, Venev, the Osar Kol. I mean, that's also Mistama talking about a tiny thing that now got lost inside the soup. So, anyway, but that is what the Mishnas Yaakov says. Yeah.
Is he saying you can say both by that, or it's not even called Beri?
It's not called burial. Therefore, it is bottle. And okay. I think it would be bottle. I think it's bottle in shisha. You don't have to come out to 960, huh?
It's because it's like nimuach or like.
Yeah, it's like it's nothing. It's like it doesn't. It's like nimuach or it's attached to something else. That's what I think he's saying. Okay. Anyway, that's all right. That's the Mishkas Yaakov. Just be aware that sheet exists. Okay. Now the other thing is you're looking at Pisrei Tshuva. So again, in this edition of Mishkas Yaakov, was Zimun Lamed Vav. There may have been other editions. The Pesachei Tshuva also quotes a different place. Pesachei Tshuva at the beginning of Sivkot and Aleph says, "Ayin Sefer Kreisu places Shalomad Heter Shal Nemalam Hagdelim BePeres." That's not the place that I showed you before. Because I want to mention that one first. That's not the place I showed you. The Pesachei Tshuva is pointing to a different comment in the placing. on this subject, and that is when you have bugs in fruit. In fruit. It's related, but he says something else. In other words, in that sim that I showed you, so it's talking about stuff that, you know, crawls in from the outside. But sometimes you have bugs that sort of grow, so to speak, in the fruit. They're inside the fruit. So that's what he's talking about, is the place in Sivkotten Dal. What I read before was from Sivkotten Beis, rather. Now we're from Sivkotten Dal. He says, his lumbus here is that we have bugs that first form inside, they first grow or develop inside the fruit. What I think he was talking about Sivkotten Beis, in the summer you have bugs buzzing around, so it gets into the fruit. But here, it's only a different thing. It's related, obviously. But here, he says that here's where he says you can be matan if you don't see them, okay, because they're only usur once they come out. They never became, and therefore they're lacking that quality that we spoke about Thursday of davar she'usur mitchilas briyasa. Remember we said one of the rules is that to qualify as a beria, it has to be something that was usur from the very first, from the beginning of its existence in life. Remember? That was one of the criteria which Shulchan Aruch mentions, right? Here in Sifala. V'chein tzarach she'davar she'usur mitchilas briyasa. So be honest, Eberschut here is in Sivkotten Dalet is Mechadesh, that when it's inside the fruit, you don't see them, right? So they exist, but they're there, but they're not usur. They only become usur once they're porish, once they crawl out of the fruit, then you can see them on the outside part of the fruit. You know, it sounds unappetizing, but anyway, but once they leave the fruit and come outside, so then it's like an avela. It became usur later. Okay, and therefore it's not a barrier because they're never usur until they come out. All right, that's because the pasuk, the whole limud is the pasuk. It says by sheretz, it says sheretz hashoretz al haoretz. It's only called the sheretz once it's shoretz the rice. It's never called the sheretz. It's only called the sheretz once it's shoretz al haoretz, right outside on the ground. It crawls on the ground or crawls on, you know, something else outside. When it's inside the fruit, it's mutter. So on the basis of that. Okay, that's again. He talks about these same milvin, these same, I guess these would be pesky worms or whatever that they had in those days. Okay, and he says they're not considered. And he says really the Rosh is a minority view on this issue. The Rosh is machna, but he says the Rosh is a minority. Anyway, again, we have the time to read through the place over here. So he has this is a different cool altogether, at least with regards to bugs or insects and fruit. And again, Pesachei Tshuva quotes it. Pesachei Tshuva by us again in Sukkotten. Aleph writes, I am the same creation place, Loma Heter al Nimolem Hagdalim Beperos, okay, the Kema, Sha'af Impirshu Betalim Besamech. Even once they came out, they became a sheretz either on the outside, but they're bottle regular shishim. Regular was a bottle of shishim. Dare Hod de Beria, Ain't a Betala, Dafki Shu Osimit Kilis Brioso, Unamola Ain't Osimit Kilis Brioso, Dakodim Shapirsho, Isimuteris. That's what he says. Okay, that's the chiddush, so to speak, or the psak of the place over here, which the Pesachei Tshuva quotes. However, there are those who disagree. The Chavis Das, by us here, find them back somewhere. I have a full copy from the other edition. Chavis Das is in Biurim, Hilchos Torah, here's some cool, Biurim Sivkotten Hei. Sivkotten Hei. Okay, Chavis Das disagrees with this placing. Okay? He says, and it's interesting, the difference of how we learn the phrase, Osur Mitchilas Brioso. Okay? So he says, Mikan, he quotes, Chavis Das is here, Tzimkuf Sivkotten Hei, Biurim section. Mikan Rotsa HaKresu Placing, that's what we just read. Lahatir on a mola mitamberi came and she ain't on the sarmat achash and pirshu harei lo nesu mitchilas b'yoso, right? I mean, that's what we just saw. Chavis Das of Yonah is daiti ef shalomer came, and he quotes a Gemara Pesachim which says if you eat, we mentioned this the other day, right? If you eat ochel putisa, okay, you eat a certain type of insect, you know, you get four different malchus, and the mola gives you five malchus, and so there's all different types of toloim, and he refers to the Rambam. Refers to the Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Tes. where the Rambam says that they become the Chavos Das's argument is it's true, but what do we say Tchilas Briyoso? It doesn't mean it has to have. Tchilas Briyoso means it didn't mean it had to be usher from the moment it was created. It means it became usher through natural or normal means. It didn't become usher due to some external factor. That's basically what he says. Okay? It was the isser, not the, it was an intrinsic isser and not an extrinsic isser. Alright? Not necessarily that it was created at that point, but did the isser come from something internal, external to it? If something unnatural caused it, let's say Shura Nisko, what made it a Shura Nisko? They had this din, right? So they had something external. That's when we say it's not a barrier anymore, but something can be a barrier. Okay? Something can be a barrier even if it came, even if it was not actually usher from before. That's basically the idea. So again, the place these taina was, in the summertime, you had no food and so on, so you can rely on the shishim, okay, fine. Okay, but the Chavos Das says that it seems to be against the Gemara. Right? The Gemara is taught eating ants, you get five different surim. Okay, and if, he quotes the Rambam that says, even if it wasn't usher right away, it's still sheretz if it became a barrier. So the Chavos Das says, basically, the Tchilas Briyoso is a way of saying, he quotes him in the Rashba, he says, this is, I don't exactly know, that's why I photocopied from this sheet. It says, Vizela, he quotes him, you guys all have the Chavos Das? It says over here, Kimosha Kosub, Torah Sahoda, Mekosha Pais, Rak, Shekitzer Beloshim, Vizela Shono. Okay, and I didn't find it, I need to do a thorough search, but in the footnotes on the bottom, it says maybe it's in the Chidushim, it's in the Chidushim. I have to look again to find it. I didn't find it, unless they give a better Maramakom there. But in any event, he's quoting from the Rashba that Tchila B'Yoso is a way of saying that it's an internal problem and not something that came from the outside. Okay, so where does Issa come from, so to speak? But that's the position of Chavos Das, and therefore, this kula of the placing, the fact that it was inside the fruit, yeah, that's its normal development. It starts off inside the fruit, then it grows outside the fruit. That doesn't take away its various status, because technically inside the fruit there was usser. Usser matkilos b'yaso means that the isser evolved from the normal growth, or the normal development of this creature. That's how he learned isser matkilos b'yaso. Okay, so that's the Chavos Das disagreeing, therefore, as a result, with this kula from the placing. And again, he has the Rambam and it's in Mitzvah Kufay and Tes. It's also, I think it was the Bar HaShulchan, I forgot now, I didn't write it down. Quotes from the Sefer HaEshkol. Sefer HaEshkol was written by Rishonim. Sefer HaEshkol, his name is Rabbeinu Avram Av Bezdin. Sometimes called the Rive, Rabbeinu Av Bezdin. Confusing, because it's not the Rive, but more confusing because it's the father-in-law of the Rive. Okay, the Rive of Bala Sogos on the Rambam. It's called Rabbi Avram ben David. That's the Rabbi Balasog, it's the regular Rabbi. His father-in-law was sometimes called Rabbi Avram Avbez, and sometimes shortened to Rabbi. So sometimes you have steers in the Rabbi. It's steers, it's a different person. Okay, it's okay to have steers from different people. I think there was a third Rabbi, actually. I think the Shach Samuel Chosh Mishpat says this. There was a third Rabbi who was a Rabbi Avram ibn Daoud, also been who was a traveler, wrote things that he came upon in different communities. So I think it's a shock somewhere that says that there's a, sometimes there's theories between these three rabbis. Okay, they're three different people. They can argue with each other. Anyway, so the Sefer HaEshkol. Now, we have the Sefer HaEshkol. This is a copy of the edition I have at home. More recently, Albeck put out a critical edition of the Sefer HaEshkol, where he writes that some of what we have in the Sefer HaEshkol was not authentically from the Sefer HaEshkol. They printed a couple about a year ago some essays from Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik. And I happened to come across in a footnote in one of those essays a discussion of what's authentic in the Eshkol or not. And he says that this Sefer Eshkol, the way we have the edition that I have at home, looks like a regular Sefer, not a scholarly type edition. Was put out by a great Talmud Chacham, and he assumed that it was Yeshkol, and then somebody started up and said it was a forgery, and then there was a whole back and forth. Here's a footnote about it. In any event, this is part that is not in the, it's not in the Bar, I think the Bar Ilan put on the Albeck edition, which doesn't have certain things, doesn't have this. So let's assume for a moment it's from the Eshkol, okay, that the traditional, you know, if we go to graduate school, Rebbe, we can discuss it. But here, we'll assume that it's from the Sefer Eshkol for the moment. He says, below me, but it's from somebody important, okay? He says, below Mikri Beria, Eladover Shenemar Metchilas, Shenesar Metchilas Brioso, Kigid, Ve'evan Achai, Ve'en Isuro Ba Ben Mikre, Elabeseder Habria. He has this, he's so. This Sefer Eshkol has the Yisod of the Sefer of the. First of all, the Rambam seems to say the Sefer Mitzvah, cool, fine, it does. But the Eshkol says it almost beforeish. He says, "Eiv menachai gid ein isur abab b'mikre ela b'seder habriyah." Okay, and he quotes the relevant Gemara. So that's an important. So that's also perhaps an earlier makor for this particular svara of the Chavos Das and rejecting the Sefer Eshkol, rejecting the Kaplasi. If we look back in Simon Pei Dalad, like Simon Pei Dalad is Hilchos Toloi, okay, which we're not learning now, but the, you know that's obviously relevant to this discussion. Your day Simon Pei Dalad. You have that in your editions or no? Okay, if you take a look back, so at the end of Simon Pei Dalad. You have the Prima Gama. Your editions have the Pei Dalad, the Lord back to Pei Dalad. I haven't yet. Your editions have it? Okay. So you want to if you want to take a look and see Pei Dalad in the Prima Gama. Okay. In the end of the Pei Dalad, printed in the most editions, I guess, at the end. It's in the Sifse Das. I just lost it. Hold on. What is this? Sukkotan Lamed Aleph. The Sifse Das at the end of Sim Pei Dalad, the Prima Gaudim, he actually quotes this placing. I'm going to find it here. Sukkot Lamed Aleph. Kasa, you have it. It's kind of the middle of Sukkot Lamed Aleph. Sifse Das. He says Kasa Bekrasi Place the Sim Kuf. He quotes those Dalad. Behina the Das Harshba the Milvin again. Those are those worms or insects. Lo Havi Notzer Bisur the Koza Kozman Shalok Pirshu Shar Lo Havi Berry Benyik Btzarachim Lo Haka. Over MS, says the Gaudim over there, again, it says Sifse Das, and you're there, it says Pei Dalad, so Kotl Lamed Aleph in the middle. It says, the MS, Kala Poskim, Kosu, the Milbin Havid buried. He says, the majority of the Poskim says against the placing. Okay? Uba Osun, Tolon, and Tsong, the Pulin, Badoshim, Shamok, and Tsarlan, the Kozman, Shalishim, and Tarn. He says, but other things, there are Mutar. In any event, he kind of does not accept the Pugadim here does not accept the Swara of the placing. He says that most people are docha the svara, and also the Dogel Mervovo. Now it's not in this. I don't know if you have. And in my edition, in the back of your Yoredeya, usually the Dogel Mervovo is printed on the side, but there's a Dogel Mervovo Tinyana. Okay, there's a second version or a second manuscript of the Dogel Mervovo. Okay. In my edition, the Shulchan is printed in the back. Probably rearrange it differently. Anyway, in Hilchos Toloi, in Simon Pei Dalad, he quotes, I'll read it to you. It challenges it. He quotes it as making some sense. He says, Shamati, here he quotes it. Shamati b'shem ha-gon, Rav Yonason Prague. Okay, that's the Venison Abishitz. She'elu ha-milvin v'ha-toloim she'kdelim v'machal atzmo v'tolosh after perishol v'tol v'sama after kam v'el v'at v'kom v'kom in his boy v'kam in sim kuf he's writing in Pei Dalad the lo mikri beria ela mashe he asura mitchilas v'yoso v'tola zos ha'isim v'teres v'v'groso ad she perishol lo mikri beria. Okay, and he writes v'divrei b'p chachu. You ever see that abbreviation? Dalad pei ches ches. Sometimes you see that stands for divrei p chachomim chen. Right? Sometimes you see that quoted. Someone quotes something. He likes it. It's a good svar. He may be chacham thing. Right? The words of the chacham are charming. Okay, but and he says a svar and a chona here. It's a good svar. But it says but elatzarach ian. What we can rala lemaisa. And he has it goes on to say that he says mesupik. Whether we can accept it lemaisa. It's a nice svar, but he doesn't not convince halacha lemaisa that we should pass it that way. Okay. I just want to point out in summarizing this, if we turn back now, if you look in the Shar HaTarovis of the Prima Gaudim in the introduction to Tarovis in Pele Gimel Perek Beis, let's go back. So just he also mentions this idea. Again, you know, the Prima Gaudim is Adom. Gorim in Akdoma to say it's Hilchos Tarovos. He has it's called the Shara Tarovos. Again, my dish is printed right after the where you'll find it. But we referred to it before. Parrot Gimel in Chelik Gimel.
In the
beginning. Huh? In the beginning. Okay, good. Okay. We have it somewhere. So, in Chelik Gimel, in Perek Beis, Dibra Maskel, Din Haberia. He says, if you remember correctly, so the Shulchan Aruch had three, remember we had from the Ran, right? The Ran had three conditions. We saw last week. The Ran had three conditions as to how to label some, whether to label someone as a berry or not. And we said they also include, later on includes that it can't be merusak, can't be chopped up, right? So the Prima Gadim says, Dina berit zark shiit yachiz love hey tenoy. He has five conditions. See it? Dalad choshom mechaber, you know, he says five of them mechaber mentioned, four of them mechaber mentioned, and so on, right? But then he adds, towards the end, he adds, Hine yesh od tanai sheyisuro migufo ba'atzmuso. Okay? And hod dover acha gorem lo lo habiberia. Bezer tanai ahe shalo chosho lo. There's another condition that we should throw in for berit. It has to be something, and I think his language here is that it has to be inherently or intrinsically or internally usher, and not that it was gorem from something outside. Maybe he's addressing not like the place he's saying, you know, it doesn't have to be tchilas b'riyos. So, oh, that is it's in the shofar, but he, so I don't know. Maybe he's defining it differently, you know, because he mentions tchilas b'riyos. So I'm not sure. But anyway, he has these. He has all these tanoim. Okay. Yeah. So this has to come from itself. In other words, that may imply that he understood that Tchilis Brioso, why would he have to add, my point is like this, why does he have to add a fifth thing if that's what Tchilis Brioso means? If Tchilis Brioso means that it's, you know, inherent, then it would be like the place, but that's not what he said in the Sifsei Das that I showed in Sin Pei Dalet. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's steer or not, but anyway, that's, you know, something to point out. So just to finish this up, just to finish this part up, and then we'll finish Mamish very quickly. You see, the nafkamina would be a treifa. What about a treifa? Okay, so let's say the animal was born a treifa. Now, whatever defect that it had, a lung defect or whatever, it was born with. Not that it later on was a fine animal, then it got attacked by somebody, some other animal scratched it or poked a hole in it or something like that. Let's say it was born a treifa. You have an animal that was born a treifa. Okay? So one could argue, well, one second, it meets many of the criteria. But we assume that a treifa is not a barrier because it's really an animal that it's an externally imposed problem. It's a halakhic problem. It was an externally imposed, it was a live animal, a regular animal, okay, but it's in an externally imposed problem. Now, so I just want to point out that there's in the back of the Kedusha Bar and Ritz HaLevi on the Rambam, so there are letters, okay, there are letters, including some things from Reb Chaim. So on page Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, it's a letter, it was a tough Reish Ayin Beis. That was 1912, I guess. All right. So, Yud Ches Adar, that's not here. I don't have to put Yud Ches Adar, tough Reish Ayin Beis in Brisk. So the discussion, see, now, the Shmuel is that some of these things, the Rebbe has something to do with some of these letters in the back of the Brisk, just in the tribute. But I think that the Rebbe was only 12 years old in 1912, so I don't think this was from him. But in any event, they're talking here about Trefa, so just be aware that Reb Chaim had a lumbus that he holds that no, treifa is not a side iser. Okay, treifa is not a side iser. Okay, so if you shecht an animal and find that it's a treifa, it's not that it was a perfectly good shechita. It's it's like almost like there's a chisaron. It's almost like there's a chisaron in the shechita. That's a Chaim has a lumdus. He brings riders from it. The Rambam, I'm not going to spend time on it, I just want you to be aware of it. The Rambam in Hilchos Machos Asuras Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Zayin, okay, Dalet Yud Zayin says that usually different Machos Asuras don't add up to make a to make a kezayis if you eat them. But if you eat a nevela and a treifa, does add up. So what? So he says because treifa is also a chisaron in shkita, so to speak. And he has other riots like this. Okay, they're both problems in the shkita. So I'm just saying that that line in the Prima Godin, who says that a treifa is an external issa, it's against the subchaim. So if you have time, if you have time, you can look in the in this in the back of the Chiddush of the Griz on the Rambam. He has other riots. Okay, I brought with me the Aruch HaShulchan. If you also want, did I bring it? Aruch HaShulchan here by us in Siman Kuf. If you want to see a neat summary of all the shittas here, starting with Siv Yud Dalet, he quotes the crazy placey, and then he quotes those additional quotes based on the. And again, I'll be quick. This is Yud Dalet. Hagon crazy placey reishim and zeh amar shabicholas lismoch al dasu menu shimshon arash bo. Right? He said we saw that. Right? He said you can rely. You have a nice summary here. Clear summary. You can rely on the Rashi and Rashbo, at least Mishas of Chak, in his situation, it's Elif, it is Batul the Elif, okay? Then he quotes the Mishkas Yanto, in Mishkas Yaakov, that also says here, Simon Lamed Aleph, so I don't, again, it would be a different arrangement. Anyway, because they're not important, because they're so small, and they're not, again, the whole Jew that we saw. And then he adds in Simon Sif Yud Zayin, Lufiyane is Daiti, another Heter, Yesh Heter Acher, okay? Yesh heter acher l'chol adeus dehinei b'sof simen kuf dal kozman v'yosel said dvarim ha-me'usim she'nafshol she'orom kotze b'hem k'nemolim u'zvuvim v'yitushim she'kol adam bodo mehen l'me'usim. Certain things which people find disgusting. Nobody eats these, nobody wants these, they're pests, you want to spritz them and get rid of them, right? There's no afilu is arbit tavshol v'nimcha guf l'tocho im ha-heter rabal av mutar. The whole berry, let's remember again, it's an Iraq with the Rabbanon. Okay, it's only a din de Rabbanon. The pshita shalom gozo al dvarim ha-me'usim. The whole berry is a din de Rabbanon. It's not like the Mishkas Yaakov was saying that it's a din that they're small, or they're not chashuv. He's saying they're worse than not chashuv. We don't want them. We reject them. They're dvarim ha-me'usim. And let's remember, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the whole chumra of Beri is the Darabonim to begin with. I said the first day. Remember, it's the whole din Darabonim in the first place. So it's basically lo gozu. Shelo gozu al dvarim ha-me'usim kinemolim uzvuvim behein emes. Now it's true. Behein emes the bechil of natzim chayv malchus. But if you eat them, you're over there. It's not like eating paper or eating the dirt. Okay, but we call mokum chachamim because it goes with nezer shalishem bito pf shosh yigzu al dvarim ha-me'usim. Okay, again, well, you saw us before. So what's with the ant? And some of those things that we looked at that are barriers don't seem to be that appetizing either. But I guess people eat chocolate covered ants. I don't know. People do eat and grasshoppers. It's hard, and it's mutter eat certain types of grasshopper. I told you that once, or kafa. Mm-hmm. Of kafa, they would eat grasshopper. I ate grasshopper as a kid. A few years ago, some people, my brother was involved, they had a dinner, they did it a few times, where they ate all kinds of exotic foods that are strictly speaking mutter. They called it the halachic dinner. They printed a whole, there's a pheasant and different types of things that we generally don't eat, but you can't get them and so on. They made a whole dinner, and Rabbi Tendler, Shlita, was there. And I talked to him after, this goes back a bunch of years. And he said, he enjoyed everything, he could not, the grasshopper, he wasn't going to eat. That's where he drew the line. The insects, he just couldn't bring himself to do it. But all right, anyway, that's the Aruch HaShulchan has that kula. I just wanted to finish up, again, with the except or not, it's not a matter of chashivas, but so much a matter of, dvarim ha-me'usim, they smell, they're unappetizing, and he said, therefore Chazal did not, we're not gozer against them in terms of the chumrah of berry. Okay, let me just finish with one other thing, because the berry comes up in one other area of halacha, just so I want you to make you aware of it. The Prima Godin, at the very end of the Shara Torah, was here by us, the very end of the introduction, the Prima Godin here, Dilmas Echtov, he refers, it's an interesting thing, here we talk about berry. He says, if we look at Orachayim, Simon Reish Yud, Mistapek hamechaber beria. So, huh? So, yeah, by brachas.
Yeah.
Oh, he says this starts the comment of the Pergamum. God said we end. You saw the Pergamum?
No.
Yes. So take a look at the end of it. Now, now it's the end of the Shara Torah. Three paragraphs at the end. Okay. Echtov kan bekitzur tzas hashayik l'orachayim v'sim reishyut. Nistapek hamachaber beria lebrocha. Okay, should, what about a brocha on a beria? You know, normally, brocha is a kezayis, right? The person of brocha achrona. Brocha achrona is a kezayis. So what about a beria? Is it the same din? We don't need a kezayis for, you know, it's a beria for the iser and for the bittel. Okay. So anyway, he said. So we'll just look very, very quickly into that issue, just so you see. Remember, 3 minutes, and then we're done. Okay. Write it down here. Yeah, there's a Tosus in Sukkah. Tosus in Sukkah Chav Vav Mebei Through Masa Velo Berech Achro. He quotes Yerushalmi. He says when we talk about brachas now, Sukkah Chav Vav Mebei. Middle of Tosas, a long Tosas, the middle of Tosas, towards the top. Umitoch HaYerushalmi Mashma, the burial of Bin Kezias. The feel of pray the Achas shall unup one grape. Okay, you mentioned pomegranate. Or pray the Achas shall rinom. Tuna brochla fomea ulachrecha. And he quotes Yerushalmi. Okay, so I'll read the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is in Brochas, naturally. Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph in Brochas. Interesting story. Okay, the Gemara says, here it is. The Gemara says as follows: Rabbi Yochanan Nosav Zeisu Berach Lefon Malachar. Bar Ruchir Bar Vo Mistakel Bei. Okay, so Ruchir Bar Vo, whatever that is, was watching Rabbi Yochanan and was amazed. You look in the Pnei Moshe. Tomorrow you look it up. It's an interesting story. Okay, he looked at him. He said, "Why was he making?" And he was staring at it as if, "What are you doing?" Like, so Rabbi Yochanan said, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan Bavloi. Are you Babylonian?" Rabbi Yochanan started to show him. Called him a Bavloi. Right? Babylonian, lama to mistaklebi, what are you staring before? Don't you hold that something which is when the shiva minim requires a special? Why do you think I'm behaving so strangely? What am I doing that so strange? So he says, no, or because I ate the insides, the seeds. Anyway, the answer is because he thought it was an issue of a berry, mishum berry, klomar, berry is shiny. Below amru shir kizayis al b'dover shein a berry, don chaticha achas b'dover shalim. This Yerushalmi is mashma. That you do have to, and if you take a look in Simon Reish Yud, so I'm going to just give me quickly the Mishnah Berurah there. I'll read it here. Okay. Just so we know, the Maisa, so Marach is Mesupak, is there Mishnah Berurah? All right, Delta. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't bring it. That's the second issue we have to debate. So in Simon Reish Yud, Simon Reish Yud of Arachaim Seif Beis. Okay? Seif Aleph, I'm sorry, Seif Aleph. Simon Reish Yud, Seif Aleph. Yesh v'yesh mistapkin, lomar shodor shu kivriyoso, kigon garga shalanov o shalrimon, and therefore, since there's a Megadim raised the question, others in the Supra, Paskins of Shoharach, Lochain, Lechach, Nochon, Lizor, Shalol, Lechal, Beria, Pechos, don't do it. Have some more pomegranates. Have some more grape seeds. Have some more grapes. Avoid the problem because it's still an issue. And even though many things grow together, that's the, I'm in front of the trough, trust me, I'm going to roam some cotton gimel, says, I think, by kidney or something, that it grows more in one, you know, in many of them, like the pomegranate, even one seed. Okay? And then the Mishabura there will tell you he mentioned, Hu adini yagda achas o kidneys echos, even one bean, you know, is a problem. You know, many others grow in the same stalk. Shemavar chalav mecha shivuse. Now, he says the same thing, Mishaburus of Kotan Rob. The Misraska Kotam Achil, but it was chopped up, so then Lomi Kiberi. It's not a berry. So a lot of the dinim are the same. Okay? Of course, and the more qualifies in saying that the Lomi Kiberi, Eli Machalo Kemosha, we ate it live, so we ate it whole. Okay? Not only not chopped up, but with the seed, everything, you ate the whole thing, even the part that's inside, That's a mishabur etzik on zayin. Even though the seed generally is not something people eat, but in order to bury it, it means the whole thing. You have to eat the whole thing. Anyway, so you can take a look over there in some reish yud to see that discussion. Okay, but the bottom line is that the din of beria also again the Bavli is unclear. Okay, the Bavli is unclear about it. The Shami seems to say, and that whole Tosafot made the Bavli disagrees with the Shami, and that's when the Mechaber says it's a shtickel a mesupet. But the Mios Tov, so when you have grapes, don't eat just one, eat a bunch, and then you have no problem. Okay, have a great day.